The Sechah Sukkah begins with a three-way machlokes as to why a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos is pasul according to the Chachamim, whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's kosher. And the Gemara has three deos, Rabba, Rabbi Zera, as to what the reason for that psul is. So the reason of Rabba is based on the pasuk Laman Yedu Darosechem Ki Basukos Shavdis Bnei Yisrael Yotziyosamir Tzitzrayim, that we should know for all generations, or all the generations should know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in Sukkos when he removed us, when he took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim. So therefore, if a person is sitting in a sukkah that's the skach is below 20 amos, Adam Yodesh, who darba sukkah, he knows that he's in a sukkah. However, if it's above 20 amos, he does not know that he is sitting in a sukkah because the skach is so high and he's just staring straight ahead or even a little bit up or a little bit down. And he's not going to be thinking of the schach at all, and he's not going to be thinking of the fact that he's in a sukkah. And he's not going to be mekayim that level of yediyah, of knowing that he's in a sukkah, and thus the sukkah is possible because it basically doesn't lend itself to a kiyum of the mitzvah of l'man yedu dorasech. That is the shita of Rabbah. The accepted shita is that of Rava, which is that we want the sukkah to be a diras arai and not a diras keva. Now, if the sukkah is too tall, if it's above 20 amos, it does not lend itself to be able to be built as a diras aroi. It has to be built as a diras keva, otherwise the whole thing will topple over. And thus, we have to build the sukkah lower than 20 amos in order to be mekayim that a sukkah is a din in a diras aroi and not a diras keva, whereas Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, as the Gemara will quote later, many shittas in Tanan will hold that a sukkah can be a diras keva, and thus it's not a problem to build it as tall as you want. Fine, then the Gemara goes through each daya as to why we don't hold like every single one. So what does the Gemara say about Rabbah? Why don't we accept the shita of Rabbah? Because they say that that is referencing yediya ledoros, meaning it's not talking about the individual who sits in the sukkah should know that he's sitting in a sukkah. Rather, it's referencing the idea that all generations who sit in the sukkah should understand that this is why we're doing it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. This is the idea of Yediyah L'doros, that all generations should know why we are sitting in a sukkah and being mekayim this particular mitzvah. Now, even though we don't paskin like Rabbah, we do learn something very important from the sheet of Rabbah and that which is accepted as the more acceptable version of the pasuk. So what is that? So in the Tur, in Siman Tav Resh Chaf Hei, he cites the machlokes, or he doesn't really cite the machlokes, but he paskins the machlokes, Tanoim, that the Gemara quotes on Daf Yud Aleph. Daf Yud Aleph is machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, whether the sukkah is a zecher to the Anane HaKavod, or it's a zecher to Sukkos Mamish, meaning that when we came out of Mitzrayim, so Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Anane HaKavod, which miraculously protected us in all kinds of very, very impressive and special ways. And also, we built for ourselves Sukkos Mamish. So what are we trying to commemorate? Are we trying to commemorate the fact that Hashem protected us with Anani HaKavod? Or are we trying to commemorate, when building our Sukkos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the materials and we built Sukkos for ourselves, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us when we lived in those Sukkos? That's the question amongst the Tanaim. There's a question what the Girsos are. It sounds from our Gemara that Rabbi Eliezer is holding Zecher L'Anani HaKavod, Rabbi Akiva is holding Sukkos Mamish. It's possible from the Midrash that the Girsa is really the opposite. But in the end of the day, this is the Machlokes Tanoim, what we are commemorating. And the Tur comes along and he paskins this Machlokes, which is very strange, because normally we say when there's a historical Machlokes, we call it Hilchos Meshicha, but it's not relevant now. That's more of a Kachem term. But then we'll say, Maida Hava Hava. Who cares what happened in the past? If there's no nafkamina for the present, so why would we bring this up? Now, to be fair, sometimes the Gemara has these historical arguments, and they don't say Maida Hava Hava. So it's hard to know what the rule is on how to develop this in traveling throughout the different Gemaras. But nevertheless, this sounds like a historical machlokas, and it's not necessary to paskin a historical machlokas. And thus, the Torah seems to be doing something strange by saying, we sit in the sukkah as a zecher to the Anani HaKavod. That is the reason why we go into the sukkah, as opposed to Sukkos Mamish. And it's a little bit strange that the Shulchan Aruch, that the Torah has to come on and discuss this. So in his commentary on the Torah, the Bach makes a very, very interesting and very, very important statement that's even much more relevant to everyday life than it is to sukkah. And he says there are actually three times in the Torah where our kavana, when we do the mitzvah, is a central part of the kiyama mitzvah itself. Now, let me just take one step back before we go a little further, is that number one, it's important to understand that there is a concept in called Torah Kula called mitzvah tzrichas kavana, and it's a machlokes tanaim, it seems, machlokes amoraim for sure, machlokes rishonim, and even a machlokes achronim, how we paskin in the area of mitzvah tzrichas kavana. That just means that when I do a mitzvah, I have to have kavana that the idea, the reason that I'm doing this particular action is that Hashem gave me a mitzvah to do, and this is the mitzvah that I'm doing. Right? And that's one of the reasons why people say hinani muchan mezuman before they do a mitzvah, l'shem yichud, whatever it is. The question of how fancy your kavana needs to be is perhaps part and parcel of the discussion of mitzvah srichas kavana, but nevertheless, this is not what we're talking about over here. Again, halacha l'mais, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach, I think it's Sifdalad, they paskin, the Shulchan Aruch paskins mitzvot tzrichas kavana. The Magen Avraham tries to split it between mitzvot daraisa and mitzvot darabanan. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say, no, even for mitzvot darabanan, you need kavana. But here, the Bach is talking about something else. He says, there are psukim explicit in the Torah where it says you have to have kavana. So sukkah, we've been discussing thus far, is the pasuk of the man, yeidu dorasechem, kiba sukkah zashafi. Right? So it says specifically in the Torah, you're sitting in the sukkah to remember something, to remember the fact that we put you in the sukkah. And thus, those who reject Rabbah are actually holding halacha l'maisa, that when you go into the sukkah, you have to have special kavana that I'm doing this to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us when we left the Midbar, and that is part and parcel of the mitzvah itself. So part of the kiyama mitzvah of sukkah is that I should have kavana in order that to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us when we left Mitzrayim. And that's the subject of the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Should we have kavana for Anani Akava, or should we have kavana for Sukkos Mamish? And the tour is then coming home. He's not paskin a historical machlokes. He's paskin the machlokes. What kavana should you have when you sit in the sukkah? And the answer is that he says Anani Akava, and that's the way we paskin halacha and Shulchan Aruch, that you're supposed to have remember when you go into the sukkah that Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of us with the Anani Akavod. Now that is step one. Step two in the tour is that in the same little paragraph in Tafresh Chafei, he asks the question, if we're all remembering that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, why don't we have Sukkos right after a Pesach? We have Shavuos pretty close after Pesach. Why don't we have Sukkos right after Pesach? So according to this explanation of the Bach, it makes sense that we would have Sukkos we would have Sukkos later, not right after Pesach. How so? Because the Torah answers that many people, when it comes to Sukkos time, it's already as the weather is turning and things are getting cooler and people are going inside. And here the Klal Yisrael is coming outside, so it seems to indicate that we're doing it to be a little bit contrarian, that we're trying to show everybody, no, we're only doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. But not necessarily because we want to be outside and we want to enjoy the good weather. That's the general easiest way to understand the tour. But perhaps the tour is the second statement and is piggybacking off this earlier statement that we paskin. It's zecher la'anani akavod. If you understand like the Bach, the whole idea of saying that it's zecher la'anani akavod is to have the right kavana when you sit in the sukkah. If you would sit in the sukkah right after Yetzias Mitzrayim as the springtime is blooming and everything, it's great to come outside after a long winter. So then, how are you going to have kavana for the sake of the Anani HaKavod? How are you going to do the mitzvah properly? Thus, we dafka go out when the weather is turning in the wrong direction, and that helps us have the proper kavana when we do the mitzvah. Not that we're trying to show anybody else that we're doing it l'shem mitzvah. We're trying to show ourselves that we're doing it l'shem mitzvah. We're trying to make it possible and plausible for us to have that zecher l'Anani HaKavod when we go out to be mekayim mitzvah sukkah. One last point it's important to keep in mind, the Bach, when he says that you're supposed to have kavana special for the Anani HaKavod when you sit in the mitzvah sukkah, he says there are two other mitzvahs where the Torah also has such a lashon that you're doing it for a particular reason, and you have to have kavana for the particular reason. And that's much more common than the mitzvah of sukkah, which is only once a year for a few days. There he talks about the mitzvah of tzitzis and the mitzvah of tefillin. Right? The mitzvah of tzitzis, tefillin, on his crew, you're supposed to remember kol mitzvah Hashem, right? They were supposed to remember that our tzitzis represent the taryag mitzvos. And there is a special kavana that a person is supposed to have when putting on the tzitzis, when putting on a talis in the morning, should have in mind that we're being mekayim the mitzvah that represents taryag mitzvah, special kavana when we put on our tzitzis. And when we put on our tefillin, the pasuk says, "Leman tia Torah Hashem beficha," that the Torah of Hashem is in our mouths. We're supposed to have in mind a special kavana that the tefillin represent Torah. Right? The tefillin shel rosh represents the machshava. Tefillin shel yad represents the mitzvos ma'isios, and it's imperative upon us. I know for myself personally, it's very easy before I make kiddush on the first night of Sukkot, and really in all the subsequent nights of Sukkot, to remind myself and my family that we're supposed to keep in mind Zecher Lamani Yakovo, and we're supposed to have the right kavana when we eat in the sukkah, to be mekayim the mitzvah properly. And there's even a comment, I think it's the Bikur Yaakov, who says maybe you're not even Yotzi B'Dieved if you don't have this kavana. But the bottom line is, if you hold like the Bikur Yaakov when it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, so then certainly every morning when you put on tzitzis, when you put on tefillin, you're supposed to have this kavana, l'shem for tzitzis, l'shem the taryag mitzvos, that the tzitzis represent the 613, as well as when we put on tefillin, that the tefillin represents the Torah, and be mekayim the mitzvos in the best possible way.